possibly 18 months to 2 years in the Army, which didn't appeal to too many of them either.
Right. Particularly when you can't figure out what good is it really anyhow.
That's right.
And sometimes one questions.
That's right.
And it's not a matter of self-defense or the defense of one's country. Well then, in this community, your father settled on this location here.
That's right.
Well, no, it was
great grandfather.
And then your father was born on this farm.
No,
your grandfather.
My grandfather.
Yes.
Then he acquired a farm 1/2 mile north of here, and my father was born and died there, and my son now owns that farm.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Kept in the family.
That's
like
right.
Was this? This is a kind of French settlement
yes.
in this area. Isn't
yes,
it?
That's right.
What would be your estimate of the number of French people who originally settled in this area?
There's an awful lot of mixed nationalities now, especially between the Germans, because there was a large German population surrounding this French territory, and there has been a lot of marriages between Germans and Irish. There was also an Irish settlement, and on what was known as the Irish Ridge, when they built the Nickel Plate Railroad, which is just a mile north of here, they said the Irish built it. A lot of the Irish people came in from Ireland and worked on the railroad, and some of them settled along what's known as the Irish Ridge.
And that is along the railroad?
Yeah, just that's right, just a mile north of here. And there was, of course, some intermarriage between, I think, of the and the and people like that that's lived here for a long time, too.
The would be an Irish.
Yes, and the also, of course.
About when was that railroad constructed?
The railroad was constructed, must have been in the 70s. The right-of-way was purchased and was known as the Tiffin right-of-way. I heard my father say up the right-of-way, and evidently for lack of finances, it laid for years and years before the rails were actually laid. So I would think my father was born in 1862, and I heard him tell that he worked on the railroad there, and they called him Babe. He was always known as Babe because he was the youngest one working on the railroad, and he was 16 years old. So that would have been about 78, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes,
let's see. 62 and 16.
Yeah, 78, I guess.
Yes. So they were laying the rails evidently in about 78, because I recall him telling about that's the way he got his nickname. My father was always known as Babe. And he once told me that's the way they called him.
That's how he got the nickname.
Yeah, they was called. There was a lot of Irish working on there too, and they used
was
to call
he a large man?
Well, my father was, yes, quite.
So the nickname didn't have much to do with
no,
his physical size.
No, that's right.
I just ran across something this afternoon I'd never heard of before. The road that runs, it's 37 probably now, that runs from Fort Wayne to Toledo, not necessarily, that'd be 24. A road called the Ridge Road at one time. Have you ever heard of the so-called Ridge Road?
Yes. Now.